So welcome to part two of the Lecturer's Guide to Cathedral Building, the Ideas Factory. I'm going to follow up on something that I introduced, which is some quotations about ideas, and just offer one or two more quotations, and then set a little task for you to do before our next talk. I'm going to start with one by George Bernard Shaw, and this is paraphrased, so excuse the inaccuracy. If you have an apple, and I have an apple, and we exchange these apples, then we each have one apple. If you have an idea, and I have an idea, and we exchange these ideas, then each of us has two ideas. And what I like about that one is the idea that the sharing of ideas enriches us all. You can share ideas, they grow, they exchange, they develop. And this is very much something that we need to keep at the heart of teaching and learning. We should always keep sharing our ideas. So here's another one. This one's by Arthur C. Clarke, and again, excuse the paraphrase. A good idea tends to pass through three stages. Stage one, it can't be done. Stage two, it probably can be done, but it's not worth trying. Stage three, I knew it was a good idea all along. I like that one because it's kind of tinged with humour, but also suggests quite clearly that being innovative, being creative, being an initiator can often be a difficult process, that you have to deal with some resistance in the first instance. But later on you will find that people actually accept and take ownership of an idea if it's good and if it's proved to be working. And they actually take ownership themselves. So that's important. Here's a third quote, and here's a little task for you. Find out who said this. The secret of having a good idea is to have lots of ideas. Okay, so the secret to having a good idea is to have lots of ideas. So keep the ideas flowing. We have to all become ideas factories. In teaching and learning, we should always be looking for new opportunities, for learning activities, for assessment activities, for strategies, for dealing with issues that we're coming up with, constantly looking and refreshing our teaching and learning practice. And generating ideas and sharing ideas is one way to do that. Okay, so your real task for the next session is to review and look at quotations on ideas. Do a little bit of an internet search, use Google by all means, and do a search for some quotations on ideas. And try and find one or two quotations that really sing to you. The quotations that leap out from you, that you recognise and say, yes, I believe in that. Yes, that means something to me. That is meaningful. I know what that person's getting at. And in that search, you'll probably find that those quotations fall into two categories. The first category is all about the generation of ideas and about creativity and about innovation. The second batch of quotations will all be about how ideas only mean something when they're turned into reality. Well, that practical realisation of ideas is something we'll be dealing with a little bit later, a few chapters later. To start with, we simply want to find those meaningful, inspirational quotations that sing to us, yeah, that give us a feeling of meaningfulness and value, quotations about ideas. So if you could spend a little bit of time doing that, I'd be more than well. Thank you very much.